98 FM's Dublin Talks. Live. Weekday mornings from 10 with Adrian Kennedy.
Never miss a podcast. Just hit subscribe.
Now, we don't want to judge women with our next conversation. We don't want to shame. We just want to get to the bottom of this and find out why. What am I talking about? Well, according to research out today, Ireland has a pretty poor level of breastfeeding mothers. Ireland has one of the lowest breastfeeding rates in the world, believe it or not, with only 2 out of 3 women starting it before leaving the maternity hospital, according to a new report. In one smaller maternity unit, just 1 in 3 women try breastfeeding their newborn during their stay, according to the Irish Maternity Indicator System 2019 national report. Last year, only 19,076 out of 51,000 odd babies born in 18 out of 19 maternity units were being exclusively breastfed on discharge from the maternity hospital. And we want to find out why. Why do you think the levels of breastfeeding are so low here compared to many other countries in the world? 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text, you can WhatsApp, or you can send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. Our telephone number is 6797981. You can text, you can WhatsApp, or you can send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. I want to get to the bottom of why Ireland has one of the lowest breastfeeding rates in the whole world. It's actually quite startling, some of the figures. So last year, only 19,000 out of 51,000 babies born in 18 out of 19 maternity units were being exclusively breastfed on discharge from the maternity hospital. 19,000 out of over 51,000. That's a very small percentage, to be honest. And we're trying to find out why. Why is it because that there isn't enough support? Is it because some women just couldn't be bothered? What is it? Why have we such low rates of breastfeeding here in Ireland? Call me right now on 6797981 or send me a WhatsApp voice note or a WhatsApp to 0877 98 98 98. Rachel, you're on 98 FM. How are you, Rachel?
Hey, Adrian, how are you?
Now, you breastfed your 3, is that right?
Well, I breastfed my first two. My third child, I tried to breastfeed, but she just wouldn't latch at all. So, yeah, but I have to be honest, I think it's a mixture. I think it's a mixture of there's very, very little support. I think there's very little encouragement and very little education.
But
about
there certainly is encouragement in the maternity hospitals. You are actively encouraged.
I'll tell you this. My first child, the only reason I actually ended up breastfeeding was because he got sick after he was born. And he was brought up to the neonatal unit, and they asked him to express some milk because he wasn't drinking. That was how I started breastfeeding my first child. And I have to be honest, it was the most easiest, most natural. It was the best thing I've ever done, and I swear by it. I absolutely swear by it. But I have to be honest, up till that time, I knew nothing. I literally knew that breastfeeding was your child feeds off your breast. That's all I knew. I knew nothing of the benefits. I knew nothing. I knew nothing. I was told nothing. I was just actually, I remember being asked, are you bottle feeding or breastfeeding? I remember saying bottle feeding, and that was it. That was absolutely it.
So how long ago was that, though?
Well, that was 20 years ago, but I've had 2 other kids since then, and on my second child, the same thing. They said, are you breastfeeding or bottle feeding? And I said, breastfeeding. And that was it. There was nothing. That way, it was just okay.
Right, okay.
There was no, are you okay with it? You know, are you up to date with everything? You know, do you know how to do it? Do you know what it entails? There was nothing. There was absolutely nothing. And I remember when I had my daughter then, and it was the same thing. It was the exact same thing. It was like bottle feeding or breastfeeding. And I was saying breastfeeding, and that was it. Okay. Even just to be kind of saying, okay, well, how do you feel about it? Are you sure that's the way you want to go? And, you know, are you comfortable with it? Do you need help? Do you need any support around it? I knew nothing. I had to kind of just learn myself. And I have to say, I swear by it, it was the easiest. It was, it made my...
And as a matter of interest, you're saying about there's not enough support and all of that.
No.
And forgive my ignorance as a man, but is it not something that just comes naturally to you?
No, I didn't.
Do you need to be taught how to do it?
I think you do. When I first started breastfeeding, first I had to express, so I didn't think anything of it. And then when he came down, back down to the ward to me, they had to show me what to do. I did not know what to do. And excuse the, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, some women don't have, how can I say, am I allowed to say this on air?
Yeah, go on.
Some women's nipples aren't suitable for breastfeeding.
Hmm.
So even with that, you need, there's kind of like little thing, like little guards you can put on that will help, that can help women that it doesn't suit, say, for a choice of a better word. But all these things you don't know. I never knew. I never knew.
Well, I'm just after getting a message, and maybe this is more recent, but it says, there's plenty of support and encouragement from the maternity hospitals. I attended classes and stayed extra nights in hospital to try and establish breastfeeding. Personally, I think it's because of our attitude as a nation. I had everything from, you don't know how much your baby's getting, to people pointing at you while you were feeding. What an old-fashioned attitude.
And yeah, I had that. I had people pointing at me.
So is that what the problem is? And I'm trying to understand why in Ireland...
I do stigma around it.
Still, in 2020?
I think there is. Like, my youngest daughter isn't that old. She's only 9 years of age. Like, so I don't think, like, maybe that is the case in some hospitals, but anyone I know that has actually even recently been to the same hospital that I was at, I'm not going to name them, like, but... Anyone I know has never gotten kind of encouragement, support, advice. You've never been even guided through. And I have to say, I was very lucky that there was one nurse up in the neonatal unit. And only for her, I wouldn't have had an absolute iota. No one else took the time. She took literally half an hour out to spend with me, and no one else did.
You see, I'm trying to find out, just on that message, I really want to understand why... In Ireland, specifically, we have lower breastfeeding rates than most other countries in the world. What makes us so different, and why?
I think people look at us as lazy. I do. I think people look at it as the easy way out rather than what it is, the benefits of it. I really do.
People see it as the easy way out.
I think people look at it as kind of a dirty thing, or how can I explain this? As an easy way out, kind of, oh, you don't want to get up and you don't want to make your bottles. And someone said that to me before. Actually, I remember that someone said that to me on my first one. Someone said,
somebody said to you, you're breastfeeding because you're lazy. Yeah, you don't want to have to make bottles and sterilise them and all of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
And I laughed, yeah. And I have to say, it's amazing, because for me, I found it made such a difference. And it makes a difference to the bond you have with the child. I believe it has the bond with them better.
Okay, stay there for one second if you can, please, Rachel. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text, WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877-989898. We're trying to understand why the rates of breastfeeding in Ireland are lower than most other countries in the world. It can't be that people still give you dirty looks, can it? If you've experienced that, I'd love to hear from you. Darren sent me this.
Adrian, I think it's shame. Like, you have something that's natural. And I've actually kicked people out of a restaurant for shaming a woman who was sitting there naturally breastfeeding her baby. Like, people frown upon it sometimes when they see it out in parks or out in public. But as something so natural, why in God's name would you look down on it?
Who are these people? That's what I'd like to know. Are you one of those people who would frown on a woman breastfeeding her child in a coffee shop or on a park bench? If you are, I want to talk to you on 6797981. Dara, you're on 98FM. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. You used to get strange looks, did you?
Yeah, and I breastfed my daughter till she was nearly age 2, and certainly at that age, I almost felt like I really, really had to hide it. But yeah, I was asked a few times in cafes to go down to the breastfeeding room or to the bathroom in Ireland, and I never ever got that abroad. So I think it's to do with the Catholic kind of element of Ireland, that it is almost, people like look at you like as if it's a sexual thing you're doing or something. Is that still?
How old is your child?
She's 3 now, so I only stopped a year ago.
Oh, right, so we're talking recently.
Yeah. I remember feeling, you could really feel that it wasn't normal here. And a majority of my friends that had kids here didn't breastfeed, certainly not in public. I was the only one. And I would definitely get looks. And I didn't notice that in other countries. You know, if I traveled with her, it'd be no problem. But in Ireland, there's definitely something with it.
Right. So in other countries that you may have been in, whilst breastfeeding, no issue at all.
No
dirty looks,
all.
No crooked looks, nothing.
No.
But here in Ireland...
Yeah, it was almost as if you were exposing yourself. People kind of, like, in shock that you would... I felt that I had to put, like, a blanket or something over myself, which I would never do when I was abroad, you know? But I honestly think it stems, again, it's the relation with the Catholic Church in Ireland. I think women are suppressed in so many ways, and I think
in a country that has become so liberated in recent years with changes in our laws in all sorts of aspects of our lives, I'm really shocked by this, that people still give you dirty looks and you get sent off to the toilet to feed your child.
Yeah, they'd be very polite, like, oh, you know, we have a breastfeeding room. In other words, like...
Yeah, get out of here. Nobody wants to see you.
You should be uncomfortable. Yeah, exactly. Whereas you'd never get that anywhere else.
So is that the reason you think that breastfeeding rates in Ireland are lower than anywhere else?
I think 100%. I think that's what it comes down to. I think we're too conservative. And, yeah, it's just not understood as well in Ireland.
And that's what I want to find out. I want to find out if any of our listeners right now are the sort of people that would object to somebody breastfeeding in a coffee shop or on a bus or whatever. Because I find it hard to believe that in this day and age anybody would have an issue with it. When, as we said already, it is the most natural thing in the world. It's what your breasts were put there for in the first place.
Yeah, 100%. But unfortunately, there's a lot of people that don't see it that way and seem to, I think, sexualize it, and that's the issue.
Right. Like I said, I'd love to hear from anybody who might object to a woman breastfeeding in a public place. Laura says she didn't breastfeed on her children, but she can explain and can't explain why.
Hi Adrian, I have 2 kids, one is 5 and the other is 3. I didn't breastfeed on either, to be honest with you, I don't really know why, but if I ever did have any more kids, I would definitely do it. But that lady that was on the phone earlier is absolutely right. I said it's only 5 years ago and I was simply asked, are you breastfeeding or bottle feeding? And I just said bottle, and that was it. Nobody encouraged me, nobody said, are you sure? Nobody pretty much said anything else. But as I said, not that I regret it, but I definitely would try if I ever did have any more kids.
Okay, right. Laura, thanks very much indeed. 6797981 is our telephone number. Sammy, you're on 98FM. Hi, Sammy.
Hi, how are you?
Now, your wife had an awful experience. Tell me about that.
Indeed. Basically, first thing ever, I'm not going to mention the name of the hospital. We wanted to do a cesarean, but they still insist and they refuse to do a cesarean. She didn't go to the labor. They did it, they broke the wound themselves, the water. And then basically, the heart of the baby weight went up, and they had to take a sample from his head for a blood sample. They did it 5 times, machine is not working, and they insist to go with a natural delivery. I'm not sure if I should say it, but they opened her more than what should be, and then she was overstitched. It's been a 4-month. She went into deep depression. I think the main reason why most of the women, they prefer to go for a bottle feeding, is a depression. there's a lot of women, they leave from the hospitals, no supports. And the only question they ask is a bottle feeding or a natural feeding. But I think the main reason is depression.
Oh.
Yeah. And
why would that be so unique to Ireland, that we have such low breastfeeding rates? What makes this country different from any other country is what I'm really trying to understand here.
It's basically the support, basically. That's the main reason. A woman, they leave with, a human with them. They don't know what to do. They never have this experience before. It's not something natural that you have it yourself. Definitely not. You're having a baby new to your house. You're waking up different times every 3 hours, 2 hours. You don't know what you do. Do you know what I mean? So I think the main reason is there's no enough education or there's no enough...
And again, this isn't 20 years ago. This is recent.
This is just 4 months ago.
Right, okay. So it is a lack of practical support is what the issue is here.
That's what I believe, yes.
All right, okay. I'd love to hear from you on 6797981. Why do you think here in Ireland we have a lower rate of breastfeeding than most other countries in the world? Let me have a listen to this from Kira.
I think because breastfeeding is not the norm. So a lot of people will kind of do what their parents did or what their friends do or all that kind of stuff. So it kind of just rubs off, like. I think as well there's not really as much support in the hospitals as there could be, and I don't know that all the nurses are as highly trained in breastfeeding as they could be either.
Alright, Kira, thanks very much indeed. We'll take a very quick break. I'd love to hear from you on 6797981. But before we go to the break, I want to do a little social experiment. And this is a question for mothers who have breastfed. Were you ever shamed for doing it in public or got funny looks or dirty looks in a public place? Just send me a WhatsApp to 0877 98 98 98 in answer to that question. So what I'm hearing from a number of people is it's our attitude leads to so few women breastfeeding in Ireland. It's a problem in Ireland. So again, a question for mothers who have breastfed. Were you ever shamed for doing it in public or gotten funny or dirty looks in a public place? Send me a WhatsApp right now to 0877 98 98 98. Now, new figures out today show that breastfeeding rates here in Ireland are lower than in most other countries. And I'm trying to understand why. Trying to get my head around why we seem to be so different to other nations. Gareth sent me this message.
How's it going, lads? I remember me and my ex-partner, she tried for 2 weeks to breastfeed, and the child was just not getting enough food. And we tried for ages, and she'd done her best. The child wasn't getting enough food, and it turned out he was a colic. And as soon as we gave him a bottle, he was happy out, and why try and force something if it's not going to work?
All right, thank you, Gareth. Sarah, you're on 98FM. Hiya, Sarah.
Hi, Adrian, how are you?
Now, you weren't asked at all what you were planning to do feeding-wise.
I don't remember being asked because I had my first daughter. She's 9. I don't remember being asked. I just remember being asked what formula I wanted to give her.
Oh, right.
And then, yeah.
Did the conversation of breastfeeding ever come up?
No, I remember not wanting to do it because I remember my mom and all and my sister saying to me, oh no, them kids just cry all the time or they'll be spoiled rotten because you constantly have them up in your arms and all of that. I just remember it and then
you were kind of put off it before it ever even was brought up.
Yeah, I didn't even think about it. And then I had my second daughter in Australia and I felt like they're really into it over there and I still was kind of put off the idea, but then I did it in the hospital and I absolutely loved it and I just think it was so much better.
And were you actively encouraged in Australia?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, they talk to you about it and they tell you like it's so much better for your baby and they're going to get like all the nutrients in the first few days and the antibodies and like you can read.
But all of that was never explained to you here in Ireland, was it?
No.
No. Oh, right. Okay. So because of the encouragement that you got in Australia and being told the advantages of it and so on, you decided to give it a go because you felt supported.
Like, they have helplines there as well where you can ring like 24 hours a day.
Really?
Like you can ring them up in the middle of the night if like if you don't feel like you're doing it right or something's wrong or stuff like that. Like there is so much more support there. And like, I wouldn't have a problem, like, sitting down in the shopping centre over there and breastfeeding my baby, but I know for a fact, like, I would feel really embarrassed to do that in Ireland. Like, I wouldn't do it because I know the looks you'd get or the comments. Or
right, so we Irish have a problem then. That's what I'm hearing, that you go to a country like Australia, you're encouraged whilst you're in the maternity hospital, they tell you all the advantages of it, they help you along, they have helplines, and it's no problem to feed your child in a public place. But here in Ireland, we're the exact opposite, are we?
Yeah, I wouldn't feel comfortable doing it here. I think, like, men get really embarrassed. Like, even my husband, like, we've been out for dinner before, and, like, he's just, like, sitting there, and then he realised, like, the girl across from him was breastfeeding the baby, and he's like, oh, my God, she probably thinks I was looking at her now, and he's mortified. And I'm like, it's not a big deal, like, just...
Like I said, we've become such an advanced country and a liberated country in many ways over the last 10 or 20 years. I can't get my head around this. I really can't. I just gotten a message in this second. Yes, I was shamed for breastfeeding my son. My own aunt was appalled that I was feeding my son in the sitting room while everyone else was in the kitchen and garden when visiting family. She thought I should have gone upstairs to do it.
Yeah, that's what it's like here. I remember my cousin doing it years ago, and I remember like everyone being real uncomfortable in the house, and she'd have to go upstairs into her room and do it. And like, I think that people see that, like I seen that, and I was like, oh no, I'm never doing that. Like, it's, or your mom saying that baby's just going to cry all the time. They don't get enough food. They're going to be spoiled.
Okay, so seeing all of that before you had your first had put you completely off it before you even tried on the first, and you didn't try on the first.
Yep, didn't even try.
It's quite shocking, to be quite honest with you. Sarah became a mother again recently, and she breastfeeds.
I can't come on here. Sarah here. I have an 8-week-old just under me. I'm asleep, so I'm trying not to wake her. But yeah, I breastfeed because I'm lazy. I don't want to sterilise and make bottles. What's wrong with saying that? I think it's dead handy. Your boob is with you all the time. You just pop it out and feed your baby. But I luckily I'm too lazy to make bottles. And I think it's a nice bonding experience too. But I do say fed is best. If you can't do it, there's no harm in that. But I don't know if it's to do with COVID, but when I had my 3-year-old, they did offer me a lot of help. But on this baby, they just didn't really. I don't know if they didn't have the time, but yeah, they just said, bottle or breast. And I was given bottles too in the hospital. I was doing a bit of combination. But yeah, no, they didn't say, do you need help? Would you like help for breastfeeding? I actually had to call them because I was struggling with the latch. So they helped a little bit, but they were just kind of too busy.
All right, Sarah, thanks very much indeed. And Steph sent me this message. She's a lot to say on this. Let's have a listen to what Steph has to say about
that, because it is not the easy way out. It is actually really difficult. Well, it's not difficult for everyone, but the majority of women I've spoke to who breastfeed their children or their babies or even up to toddlers, I'm currently breastfeeding my son. He'll be 2 in November. I've exclusively breastfed throughout. Now, when I had him, at first I found it really difficult to get the latch. It took me a couple of days to get the latch. So I was offered to give him a formula bottle, which I did. I think he had about 3 Aptimel bottles in the hospital. I hand-expressed the colostrum to feed him, so I syringe-fed him. But it was very difficult. And I think the nurses don't want to put pressure on you. When they ask you, are you bottle feeding or breastfeeding? And you say either or. So let's say you said bottle feeding. I don't think they want to put the pressure on you to say, oh, well, like, you know, the benefits of breast milk. It's so beneficial. The colostrum, the liquid gold, the antibodies, the nutrients. I don't think they want to put that pressure on you if you've just had your baby. Now, I had decided beforehand that I was going to breastfeed because of my appointments in the Rotunda Hospital. So the midwife, she just explained to me how beneficial it was for the baby. So I said, you know what, I'm going to give it a go. If I can do it, I will. Beforehand, I would have been, no, definitely not breastfeeding, not a chance. It's not for me. And it was actually my dad said it to me. My dad was like, oh, are you going to breastfeed? That was the first thing he said when he found out I was pregnant. Are you going to breastfeed? And I was like, oh, God, Jesus, I don't think so. And the reason being was I kind of didn't feel comfortable thinking, OK, going to have to get my boob out in front of people. I don't know how to do it. I don't know what's involved. I don't want to be doing it. I'm just going to be having a baby. I think it's too much pressure. And then the more I learned about it, the more in my appointments and the more I kind of looked into it, I said, yeah, I'm going to give it a go. And I definitely think it was the best thing I ever did. I absolutely love breastfeeding. Now, it is hard. It's definitely not easy. It took me a few weeks to get established. Then there was ups and downs throughout. Like, it's a roller coaster. Breastfeeding, I think, is a roller coaster. So anyone that says it's the easier way, like, it definitely, for me, like, it's a great bonding experience. It slows you down, like, the pace. Like, let's say you'd be going out at the weekends. You just had your baby. Well, you can't be going out at the weekends because you're learning how to feed. Your baby's learning how to feed. It really slows you down in motherhood, I think. And it's just a really special bonding experience. I absolutely love it.
All right, Steph, thanks very much for the message. Cara, you're on 98FM. Hiya, Cara.
Hiya.
Now, Cara, you weren't confident enough to breastfeed in public. Why?
No, I went back and forth for basically the first 8 months of my pregnancy. I wanted to do it, but I didn't want to have that whole thing in if I wanted to leave the house, which obviously I was planning to do. I knew I'd have to feed the baby and I'd be out, and I didn't want people looking at feet in cafes and stuff. You know, especially men and an older generation would come in and you'd see them gawking at a woman sitting there.
And do they really?
They do. I have seen, and I noticed it more so when I was pregnant because it was something that was on my mind more. That it was something.
Okay, and because you were thinking of it, because it was on your mind, you were more conscious of it around you, and then you noticed people noticing and giving dirty looks.
Yeah, definitely. And then they have this in a lot of shopping centres and things, like a feeding room. And it's generally in the baby changing room. And if you've been in any of them, you'll know the smell in it is absolutely disgusting because it's where they go to change babies' dirty nappies. And they want you to sit in there and feed your child. I wouldn't want to be fed in there, so I definitely wouldn't feed my baby.
No, and I've often heard that. Who wants to, you know, be giving your child their lunch in the jacks?
A pile of dirty nappies all around kind of thing. It's horrible. So that's the solution. We'll shun you to a corner of the shopping centre beside the toilet in a baby changing room, and you can do whatever you want in there and feed your baby.
So is it a case that the reason our breastfeeding rates are so low compared to other countries in the world because of society's attitude to it? Is that what the problem
is? Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I have friends that are from different parts of Europe, and it's not then they breastfed their babies, and there was none of this, will we bottle feed, will we do this? They had their babies, they breastfed them, and then when they got to a certain age, probably then they introduced formula milk or whatever, but it's never a question for them to stay on the
side. It just happens,
they just do it. That's what their parents do, it's what their sisters, their aunties, their cousins all have done this. So, and nobody in my family had done it before me, and I had that thing as well of, God, what if I'm sitting in my mom and dad's house and I have to, if the baby wants to be fed, am I sitting with my dad and my brothers? Or
It's a really strange one that we stand out like a sore thumb around the world. Karen sent me this.
Adrian, it's definitely older generation who kind of, I suppose, frown upon it. I think, you know, my own mother's age group, so women of in their 60s, when they were having their babies, breastfeeding would have been seen as something you would have done if you were poor, if you couldn't afford formula. So I suppose they've carried that mentality on. I breastfed both mine. I'm pregnant on my third, and I hopefully will breastfeed again. I'm not going to put pressure on myself, though. And I think a lot of it is there's a big divide. People who breastfeed most people who breastfeed just do it, and you know, it is what it is. And you know, if it works well, in my attitude to it is, if it works, it works. I would never look down on someone who doesn't, because how you feed your child is your own business. But I think a lot of people who don't breastfeed are very defensive about it, so it kind of creates this divide among women, with you, those who do and those who don't. Just my two cents.
All right, thank you, Karen. Joanne, you breastfed exclusively for 18 months. And your point on this is that boobs are basically over-sexualized.
Yeah, Adrian, I really think that that's the issue here. And that's the kind of vibe that I got when I started breastfeeding, that it was, you know, I was lucky enough, I had three older sisters who all breastfed, so that was why I decided I was going to try it. Had they not breastfed, I think I probably would have just went with the bottle, because that was the norm. And it doesn't kind of put you out there as such. Nobody does a double take at you if you're sitting there feeding your child with a bottle. Yet, I've been out in shopping centres, and the amount of looks that I get, men going bright red when they see a feeding, even though you can actually see nothing, because I wore the tops, where a two top system, you have a vest top on underneath, say your t-shirt, so one top goes up, the other part goes down, the baby's head covers the entire nipple and your breast, so you can't actually see anything.
And you're
whatsoever.
Telling me that grown men would sit there going red-faced?
Yeah, I you know, I've been in shopping centres and like that, I refuse to go into the bathroom or go into the baby changing room like your other caller was talking about, because I don't want to eat in there, and why should I, you know, feed my child in there? And you have to go out of your way, you know, bring your buggy, everything else. Your child is screaming, crying. You know, they want to be fed. It's on tap, ready to go. So I would sit down, you know, on a bench, wherever else. Now, I would kind of huddle to the side, you know, because I'd be aware that it might make someone else uncomfortable. But yeah, they've got up and left, walked away. You know, people kind of, I've had a few like tuts, or you know, kind of these looks, what is she doing type thing. Now, I've had a lot of positive experiences as well, but all from women come over. You know, I had a woman come over and sit beside me and congratulate me and say fair play to you, you know, doing this. It was in the Pavilion Shopping Centre in Thorpe. She said it's great to see, you know, a young woman out feeding her child.
You would also agree that the problem here in Ireland is people's attitude?
Yeah, definitely. Because my partner's family, nobody breastfed, and it was, oh, you're not going to breastfeed. Oh, you'll have to do everything on your own. You're putting so much extra pressure on yourself.
Yeah.
And it was only that I was adamant that I wanted to feed. But like, your partner's there for 2 weeks. The first 2 weeks, they're off work, and then they go back to work. So you're on your own again anyway.
So attitude is the problem. I want to just give, for anybody in this situation, for any woman who's thinking of breastfeeding or is actually breastfeeding, there is a breastfeeding support group here in Ireland. It was mentioned earlier on about having something like this in Australia. Now, it's not a helpline, but it's called Quidiu, Quidiu. The website is www.quidiu.ie, and it offers supports for breastfeeding women. So there you are, Quidiu.ie. Thank you all of you for your calls. Thank you for listening today. We're back again tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. If there's something you'd like to bring up, send us an email to dublintalks@98fm.com.
98 FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.